This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira, thumma amma ba'd. Tonight, hadith number 3 has a miracle in it for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to see if you guys can catch that miracle or prophecy from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi. Hadith number 3. In Riyad al-Salihin, in the Book of Al-Ikhlas, Sincerity, قال وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا هجرة بعد الفتح ولكن جهاد ونية وإذا استنفرتم فانفروا. الحديث متفق عليه. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, there is no immigration after the conquest of Mecca, but only jihad, which is striving for and fighting for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will continue, and also good intention. So if you have someone to fight, go forth. Rawah al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Where is that actually miracle that you see in this hadith over here? To give you the context. So the context of the hadith happened in the 8th Hijri year after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he conquered Mecca. And if you know, before that time, there was an obligation on the believers. There was an obligation on the believers that if they become Muslims anywhere, if they become Muslims, specifically the people of Mecca, if they become Muslims, they were obligated to migrate to Medina. So here's the Prophet ﷺ saying, after the conquest of Mecca, no more migration from Mecca to Medina. Where is the miracle here, Jama'ah? That's a miracle that the Prophet ﷺ was saying, Mecca will become Muslim and remain Muslim forever. You remember when Allah subhanahu revealed the ayah in Mecca about Abu Lahab? Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. Woe to the hand of Abu Lahab and his wife. They will end up in Jahannam. Abu Lahab, he could have actually completely changed the course of history and say that the Prophet was lying by doing one thing. What was that? Saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. But he didn't. Him and his wife died exactly like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they would not believe, they will die kuffar. And they did. So they proved the Quran to be right. And here the Prophet ﷺ says, there will be no need for you to migrate from Mecca to Medina after this moment. Which means Islam will remain in Mecca forever. That would lose its status as being a Muslim city. And until now, 1,400 years later, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, is still the case. Ironically, even during imperialism era, which still exists in some areas, Allah musta'an, until during that time, they would conquer all the countries in the south and the north, and they avoid the Arabian Peninsula. That was before the, you know, finding oil up there, of course. And they avoid the Arabian Peninsula. Why was that for? Because it wasn't significant. Desert. Who wants to fight for desert, yani? And they always, as long as these Bedouins, they fight themselves, as long as they give allegiance to whoever, you know, ruling in that area, they will be happy with it. So Mecca and Medina, subhanAllah, by natural yani, resources and being not so fancy, attractive area, people just left it out. Allah protected with those natural, active resources, subhanAllah, yani, boundaries. Again, this is a miracle the Prophet ﷺ is saying over here, لا هجرة بعد الفتح. Why is that so important anyway, though? Because the reward for hijrah, the reward for hijrah was unbelievable. It was something like no one can really compete with. Because that was during the time when Islam needed every single soul, every single able person to go and support the Muslimin in Medina and, of course, increase the volume of the believers in that city. We needed them. So everybody who migrates from Mecca to Medina or from the Arabian Peninsula to Medina, he has a reward for the hijrah. They called them the Muhajirin. It was a title Allah mentioned in the Quran to be among the blessed ones, right? Once the conquest of Mecca took place, what happened with that title? Khalas, it's over. You're done. Even if you come around and live in Medina from anywhere you want, too late for that. Because now migrating to Medina is easy. Because everything else become Muslims right now in that territory. So the Prophet ﷺ said there will be no need for you to do hijrah after the conquest of Mecca. Then he said, قال ولكن جهاد ونية. But what is left for you, he says, al-jihadu fi sabilillah, and have the good intention to do good deeds. What does that mean? He says, even if you missed, and this is for you and I, Even if you miss the opportunity to get the reward for hijrah, you can still catch up. You can still catch up as much as you can with two things. Al-jihadu fi sabilillah, to fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strive in the cause of Allah azza wa jal. And the second one was having good intention to do good deeds. See how valuable the intention is, Jama'ah. Having good intention, having the intention to do good deeds, it's so valuable that could even tantamount to the level of hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu wasallam alayhi, if the intention was right. Like, what did the muhajirin do? They gave up everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can have that sincere intention in their heart to give up everything in this dunya for the sake of Allah azza wa jal? It's so great. But if a person has that intention in their heart to abandon things, stay away from the haram, stay away from the places of fitan and so on, for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, they are like as if they're doing hijrah. Not the physical though, but doing hijrah from Mecca to Medina. We said earlier on last actual discussion that the physical hijrah right now is not required for Mecca to Medina, obviously, but it's still required for people living in any place where their iman can be in danger to go to somewhere where their iman can be actually better. Unless they can stay in that land to resist and increase, alhamdulillah, the volume of iman and mu'minin. But they're required to do that hijrah if needed to save their iman. And save, of course, keep themselves safe as well too. The last portion of the hadith, he says, "Qal wa idha stumfirtum fanfiru." If there was at some point there is nafir am, request from the believers to go and fight, then you should actually respond. Like if became a necessity that the enemy lands into your territory, land into your area, or you've been called for a cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have to go and respond to that cause. So that also will be equivalent as if it was the reward for doing that hijrah. So if we missed the hijrah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not miss the reward for that hijrah, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Any question, Jama'ah? All right, go to hijrah, Jama'ah. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.